You never know who's going to drop in on the Kim Mitchell Show.
Hello.
It's Kim Mitchell here. It's 5:18 in the afternoon, and it's time for our 5:20 Friday traffic jam. Now, this is where I loop a piece of music and blow some guitar over it. But today, joined over the phone and via ICN line, this guy's going to absolutely no expense to bring you a good plow, is Megadeth guitarist Glenn Drover. Hey, Glenn.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good. Now, you're actually kind of a Toronto native, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I've lived here since 1984.
Mm-hmm.
Grew up in Montreal until I was about 15 or so. But, yeah, I mean, you know, a good portion of my life I've been here, yep.
Now, Megadeth, you guys didn't do Sweden Rock this year, did you?
Absolutely. Yes, we did.
Oh, what day were you on? I was over there.
It was the first day.
Oh.
I think you guys were the second or third, correct?
Yeah, we were the last day, I think.
Right.
Like that. What a rocking crowd, huh?
It was great. That was the second time for me playing that festival. The first time I played actually was another band that I used to play with, which was King Diamond,
mm-hmm.
back in 2001. And, great weather, great crowd. It was a lot of fun that day.
So what's Megadeth up to, Glenn?
Well, right now, I mean, we've just finished a lot of touring. Over the last year and a half, it's been, you know, we've been touring a whole lot. And we've taken a little bit of a break for the last couple of months over the holidays and that. And probably come the spring, summer, maybe start getting back into the touring. Really don't know exactly what's happening with that 100%. But one thing I do know is we're actually playing a one-off show in Dubai.
Oh.
Which is, for those who don't know, is close to Saudi Arabia. And this is
the only 10-star hotel is in Dubai.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The actual island is in the shape of a palm tree. Kind of wild. But we're doing this thing. It's a one-off show or festival on the 16th of March.
Okay.
So it should be a lot of fun, yeah.
Now, you have a solo project you've been doing with your brother, who's also in Megadeth, right?
Right. It's a band called Eidolon. We've been doing it for quite a few years now. We just finished doing an album, and keeping ourselves busy, obviously.
And for the Q listeners, they actually got me to play on it, but
yeah, I was just going to say that, yes. And of course, you know, Kim was gracious enough to add a solo. Actually, there's a lot of players that were nice enough to add some stuff, which was you, Chris Caffrey from TSO, Trans-Siberian Orchestra,
mm-hmm.
And some other guys, you know, friends of ours from other bands, and it was a lot of fun.
All right.
So yeah.
Okay, well, this is going to freak our Q listeners out. We have Glenn Drover, Megadeth guitarist. Now, you know how this works, Glenn. I do up a loop.
Right.
And then usually have a little blowout over. Glenn wanted to do part of one of my songs, Rockland, which I'm completely honored, Glenn.
Yes, well, I mean, you know, I grew up listening to your stuff, and I figured if I'm going to do the show, I must play one of your songs.
Okay, so, and you have an ISCN line hooked up, which to your guitar amp speaker, so this will
right.
be coming down in total top drawer quality. So,
yes.
Listen, put down the phone now, Glenn, and when I hear your guitar start, I'll start rolling the loop for you.
Absolutely. Okay.
Yep. All right. All right, Glenn Hi. Drover. Yeah, got it. God damn! Whoa! Glenn Drover, pick your phone, man.
Okay. Get that?
Oh, my God, dude. That was insane. Glenn Drover, guitarist of Megadeth. Glenn, thanks a lot.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
For being part of the 520 Friday Traffic Jam. Glenn Drover, Megadeth guitarist.
The Kim Mitchell Show, weekdays 2 to 7, Classic Rock, Q107.